Hi friends! No advertisement this week because I just wanted to stop in and quickly inform you that there were a bit of audio issues with this week's recording of the podcast. You'll notice them more towards the second half. The first half is okay. There is just like a span of 5 minutes where Mackenzie's audio is completely gone for some ungodly reason, and you can hear it very faintly through everyone else's microphones, so I just encourage you to imagine that Dylan is just like in another room mumbling, and just let your imagination take you from there. Besides that, it's a real good episode, so buckle up, friends, and I'll see you on the other side. And you all reach the top of the stairs, and Alicia opens the door, and you are back in her bedroom. And she looks at the five of you chuckle fucks. And she and like her broken vase.
I can mend that.
And she's just like taking it all in.
I can mend it. Sorry.
All right. Okay. Dylan, Kai,
yes, ma'am.
Zill. Brianna.
Yep.
Mavis.
Mavis. We are going to have a drink.
What kind of drink?
I don't want to have a drink.
And we are going to have breakfast. But it is 3 a.m. and I am about to pass out. There are several bedrooms on this floor. You will each take one. You will not leave.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, mommy.
Yes.
Who's your mommy?
She's your fucking boss.
Yeah, I know.
And she...
I can just think things.
Yeah.
Okay.
We can just think who's your
mommy.
Me
and Zill both make knowing eye contact, knowing we're thinking the same thing.
Yeah.
I
will take you to those bedrooms now. And she leads you to sort of this ensuite. It's like there's this communal living room, and then there's 5 bedrooms sort of attached to it. It seems one to be me, one of many sectors. It, however, is worth notice that it's like one doorway into this pod of rooms and a living room. Perhaps that door might be locked once you are put on the inside of it. So Alicia, like, gestures for you all to go in. Alicia holds her hand out to you, Dylan. She says, the keys, please.
All of them?
You may keep your key to the panic room, but I would like my room and anchor in as well.
Why anchor in?
Because it's not your key yet,
I
Dylan.
I did paperwork to borrow it.
Key.
I don't
Now.
I don't have them. Brianna, can I have my keys back?
What?
I gave you my keys so you could open the doors.
Oh, yeah, here you go. Yeah.
All right, Alicia takes them. She puts them immediately back on her key ring.
I did the fucking paperwork. To borrow it.
There's food stocked and whatnot. I will see you in the morning. Good night.
Wait, Alicia.
Yes, Kai.
Thank you. For putting the energy into bringing me back.
Kai, you don't have much to thank me for.
I know. I just thank you for wanting to do that. Thank you.
You're my charge. I don't take that lightly. Get some sleep. And she shuts the door. You hear a locking sound.
Can I roll for perception?
What kind of thing would you like to do?
I'm just like looking at them all, and I want to know if I see anything.
That's a little loaded, isn't it?
I want to know if I see something round.
Something round
and magical.
No.
Looking for something sexy.
However, you, Kai Avedite, have actually not been apart from your orb for even a second since you've got it. And an anxiety is building in your chest that you cannot place the name to. Mavis is looking at the four of you right now.
Hey,
she is having a hard time.
We're gonna have a sleepover tonight.
Mavis.
No. Just give her a second.
No mean tones for her. She helped me out so much. She's just the reason why I'm still alive.
If I say one thing, I'm glad you're okay.
What were you going to say?
Thank you.
Of course.
What's going on?
I go and I just walk to the window and I stare out.
So I talked to you about this earlier. We can't really talk about it because we're not able to.
Are we in a cell right now?
Would I recognize this as something that people have been, like, as protocol of some sort?
No, this was a very cute, you recognize the tactic used here. You're being held. The door was locked behind you. You are in a very comfortable jail cell. Was it done with malice? No. I mean, if you think about it, you sort of take a military perspective. There are so many unknowns. There are so many what the fucks. Alicia may be going to get advice. She may be going to get counsel. She may be planning the next move.
Yeah, then I say to Mavis, I go, we're all liabilities. We're being locked up right now.
By who?
A woman named Alicia.
Yeah, but there was no badge.
She has a badge. She has platinum, what's it called?
Platinum.
What's the second word? Platinum.
Clearance.
Clearance. She has platinum clearance in the army of Burnfort. She's our boss. Could I say any of those things?
You actually can, because you have clearance.
What?
Wait, I try to say it. She's our boss.
Nope.
What?
Holy shit.
You have military clearance. You are trusted with the truth.
Woo.
This is weird, dude.
Well then, I guess Dylan can tell you.
Mavis, I'm in the army. You know that. Kind of, I assume you know a little bit about me more so than
yes.
I've told you.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes.
I was told to keep an eye on...
At this point, Mavis interrupts you. Do I know you?
No.
What?
I know you.
Mavis, what?
Mavis,
we've spent the last day together.
Mavis, look at me. What is the last thing you know to be true?
I don't remember our conversation very well.
Mavis, I'm Dylan. I was with you.
No, I know. I'm saying, have we met before Burnfort?
Oh.
Oh, you scared the shit out of me. I thought you forgot. sort of,
scared the shit out of me.
A little bit. I told you. Remember? You were so angry you didn't pay attention.
I don't remember our conversation.
Mavis.
I'm sorry.
The nose. I know you're...
Yeah. And she cuts you off very purposefully at that point.
We talked about it.
Yeah, no, okay. I remember now. She's lying. She goes, I remember now. And probably you pick up on that lie, and you pick up on that lie.
Wait, so what is the last thing that you remember?
I remember meeting Dylan. We were going out for coffee because...
What?
No. Mavis is trying to lie now. She's now trying to keep your guys' secret for your secret clandestine meeting.
Dylan still says, what?
We were meeting for a friendly... we were meeting up to talk about the three of you. What do you think I was doing? What is happening?
Okay.
I told Zill that already.
What? Yeah, it's...
What just happened?
Who wants to explain to Mavis?
I was about to start, and then she got all...
It's all fine.
Distracted.
It's gonna be okay.
How's Kai doing, standing at the window?
Mavis, take a seat.
She's definitely rolling her eye at Mavis's reaction. But she's, like, also just, like, doesn't really care what's going on right now. Like, I think it's because she's so overwhelmed with everything. And she's got, like, this, like, uncomfortable, like, feeling vibrating in her sternum. And I don't know, she's thinking about Ikairos. Mm-hmm. She's looking out the window. And she remembers that his power goes through the glaive.
Mm-hmm.
And then I, like feel for it.
I honestly do. I know that we're in the metagame, not metagame territory.
I know. I when will am I say this much. To do this?
No. I will say this much. I think that that is Kai's anchor right now. That's the thing that just brought Kai back to life. That's the only sure point, right? Kai just had this moment where she was like, no one in this world is here for me. And I think that's genuinely maybe one of your only comforts right now. So it does make sense to me that you would feel for that orb and it would not be there.
Okay, I go and I head for the door.
You go and you head for the door. Everyone else notices Kai with a sudden purpose begin to walk towards the door. You head over to the handle and you jiggle it and it's locked.
You can't leave.
No, I left something down there.
Why did you leave?
My life force is down there.
No, your life force, you have, you're standing right. You're
no, I'm not, you don't understand. The glaive is my life force. That is what brought me back to life, is that glaive.
Kai.
No, I need it. I need it. It's a piece of me. It's a part of me. Yeah. I need it to survive. I gotta go and get it. And I go and, like, I try and...
The door's locked, though. You can't go get it.
Well, then I'll break down the goddamn door. I need to go and I need to get it.
Kai, we're locked in here for a reason. You can't go get it. Please sit down. It's for all of our safety.
Do you know where it is?
No, I don't know where it is.
I want to do something bad.
Roll a fucking deception check, you liar.
I know where it is. It's in the bag, right?
You know where it is. Yeah.
I want to do some. I'm thinking about doing something bad.
The bag is in my pocket.
Oh, it's in your pocket. It's a boy.
I said I'd put it in my pocket and you said, cool.
Okay, sorry. I imagined you put it in your bag. I didn't. My reading literacy while I'm also.
I don't have a bag.
It's bad if I do.
Okay, well, can it be tucked into, like, your tank top or something? It's larger than a pocket. Maybe unless you're wearing, like, harem pants.
Always.
Giant pockets.
I guess I'll retcon that I have a purse.
You don't have to have a purse.
I just thought you had, like, a bill in that purse.
Yeah, okay, if I don't retcon that, I have a bag.
Okay.
Sure.
A backpack.
Wait, but did we decide what was what?
No. Kai's having a panic attack at the door.
Okay, I'm going and I'm like, where is it? Where is it? Do you know where it is, Zill? Do you know where it is, Dylan?
Fight me for it.
So you have it?
Yeah.
What?
Give it to me.
Nope.
It's not yours. It's not yours.
It shouldn't be yours.
You don't understand what that thing is, Dylan. You don't understand. That has my life in it. That has someone else's life in it. You're literally holding someone else's life in my life. Give it to me.
No.
Dylan, I don't want to fight you.
I'm not going to give you this, Kai. It is evil. It is demonic.
It's a part of me, Dylan. And if I don't have it by my side...
Kai, there's so many better parts of you. Why do you need this?
Dylan, it...
Kai, she's
it's
right.
Not going to do good things to you. It's not going to do good things to any of you.
It hasn't done anything good for you.
It supports me.
Kai?
Unlike any of you. It supports me. It brought me back to life. It's helped save all of your fucking lives by killing these creatures who do damage,
Kai,
beyond this
moment. I saved your fucking life when I put my hands around the throat of that raven. I didn't need that goddamn glaive to save me. I saved you. I didn't fucking need that glaive, and you don't need it either.
I do need it, Dylan. That's the difference. I need it.
And guess what? That glaive didn't even... She killed that Bodok, but you still died. You still fucking died. It didn't save your life then, did it?
At this point, obnoxious teen Mavis Mormont. I'm sorry. She waited for much longer than she normally would because she's very tired. Says, Dylan.
What?
She's so She almost killed me with that thing. She's so far gone.
Oh, I did not kill you, Mavis. I did not almost kill you.
You stabbed me in the back.
I meant to just nick your shoulder, and then I found out what the thing could do. Okay? I'm sorry it had to be you. Mavis,
right, well,
I didn't want to kill
you. You're right. Let's let it be Kai. Let's let it be Dylan. Would you like to kill her now?
I don't want to kill anyone. Oh my god, you guys. I look at Carly and Zell. You remember
Carly and Zell? Carly, the titular characters, Carly and Zell. Carly, Brianna, and Zell standing together.
Yes. I look at Carly.
Damn!
I look at Brianna and Zell. I go, you remember Ikairos?
Of course we remember Ikairos.
He brought me back to life. You remember when Alicia said, I don't have much to thank her for? That's because he brought me back to life, because he's the only thing that could have brought me back to life. And you know how he brought me back to life? Because he's in that fucking glaive.
Kai.
So you take that glaive away from me, you're taking my life force away from
me.
I have no choice in this. I have no choice in this matter. It's a part of me. It's who I am. And we all have to fucking accept it. And if you don't accept it, then we'll have to figure something out. But you cannot have it. And I don't want to fight you, Dylan. I really, really like you. And I don't want to fight you. I really, really don't. Please just give it to me and trust me that I need it.
Kai. You had a full life before the glaive. Do you remember it? Do you remember how we were a team and how we were supposed to be getting through this together? You had a full life before the glaive.
I didn't choose the glaive, Brianna. No. It was given to me.
You know what, though? But I don't fucking care, because you're over there talking about how you have nobody and you have nothing. Well, so the fuck what? Because you do. You really have a lot of people around here that care about you. You know who thought you were dead for like a little while? Us. And you know who was distraught thinking that they lost you? All of us. You know who was the family at the meat shop? Us. Do you know who lost our whole town together? All of us. Do you know who's been fighting in the tournament for I don't even, God knows how long? All of us. And then all of a sudden you get this glaive and you start talking about how, oh, no one else is there for me. But that's so not true. Because stop pitying yourself, Kai. Everyone has been looking out for you the whole time, and just because this evil glaive says that it's the only one there for you, it means that's not true.
So why'd you leave?
Because
why'd you leave me?
Because you weren't there anymore. It was the glaive.
I saved us. I killed that fucking demonic thing. It was gonna kill us both, Brianna.
So let it fucking kill us. Because you weren't there, Kai. You weren't there. It was the glaive talking. I couldn't do anything to save my friend. My friend was already gone. Do you understand? I didn't want to leave you. It sucked. I hated it. And you know what I did? I came back with people that I knew I could trust to help me help you. All I want to do is help you.
If you want to help me, give me the glaive.
No.
Dylan. I need the glaive. It's going to do horrific things to you if you don't give it to me. You know the demonic power that it has?
Dylan's not keeping the glaive.
Okay, what are you going to do with it?
We're all keeping the glaive away from you, Kai.
Okay, you're going to keep the glaive away from me. So you're just going to keep my life force away from me? You're going to keep this person that I'm bound to, who saved my fucking life and brought me back to life? He was going to do it whether you guys were down there or not. Okay?
We're all going to keep the glaive, and we're all going to help you.
Oh, we're all going to keep the glaive and do what? Fucking praise it in a circle? Just give it to me.
No.
It's going to come back to me either way, and you're going to be fucking sorry when it does.
Kai, why are you pretending like this wasn't your choice? You keep saying it was a gift. It was a gift. You have to accept gifts. You accepted it. Like, why are you pretending like you didn't?
Because he tricked me.
What did he do?
He...
I
made a deal with, sure, the devil to bring his son back to a dock because I knew it would get us home. Did I know it would be this? No. Did I ask for this? No. You know, think of it. The king of hell? You think he's just some... You think he just lays it all out for you? No, he doesn't. He doesn't lay it out for you. And he's just there and he's in me and I just can't. And he's in that thing. So you keep that thing and it's going to fuck you up, Dylan.
It'll be worth it if I can save you,
Kyle. No, stop. You don't need to save me. I'm fucking saved. I already have someone save me.
You are so not saved.
I'm here,
you
aren't
I? You are corrupted, Kai.
Kai, what are you going to do now? Are you going to get the glaive back and then we can all go proceed about the tournament as usual? Or are you going to go slash someone with the glaive?
Zil, do you want her to have the glaive back? You two are her family. I will give it to her if you want her to have it.
I do not want the glaive back in her hands.
Zil, listen to me. I'm not begging for it. I need it. I'm telling you, I'm going to get it back either way. And I don't want to do it the other way. So this thing is a part of me. And whether you like it or not, no matter what you do to it, no matter who you take it to, no matter what you try and do with it, it's not going to go away. It's always going to find its way back to me.
This is a very interesting conversation we are having. A lot of talk about choice. I gladly would have died in hell. If it meant not bringing that with us. You are making the choices that you are making. And I do not believe that we can stop you from making those choices. I'm so happy that you're alive, but I would be lying if I said I wasn't also a little scared. I don't want to tell you what to do with your life, Kai, anymore. It's your life, okay? I don't want to yell at you. There's a lot of that going around. You're going to do what you want, ultimately. And part of me thinks that you need to learn from your own mistakes and you need to face the consequences of the choices you make. But I don't think that's going to... I don't think you should fight, Dylan.
I don't either.
You have the choice right now. Just like Dylan has the choice to hurt someone that you care about. Before I thought I knew you would make the right choice, but now I don't know. I think the choices that you're making, you think are right for you. And I'm not going to apologize for saying this with little concern of thinking about how it will affect the others around you. I love you. And I will always care about you deeply. But the choices that you make involving that glaive are just that. They're your own. And how that affects other relationships, it's not up to me. It's up to you, Kai.
And at this point, Dylan has taken the orb out of her. She's taken out the orb.
out of her hat.
Purse, out of my purse.
And she's holding it out in front of her, and it is searing into her hand. You can see. Are you letting the pain show in your face?
I'm going to try not to.
You're trying not to. But this is bad.
It hurts, doesn't it? Because it's not yours. I hold it, and it doesn't do that.
It hurts me because I'm good.
They're locked in this eye contact, Dylan and Kai.
Please, Dylan. I'm not going to go.
I'm holding it out,
this,
Kai.
Do you take it?
Okay, I go and I take it.
And this rush of calm floods over you.
What does my hand look like?
It's burned. Sid, reset the hunger tracking on that glaive, please.
Okay.
Okay.
So it's back to like day one.
Mm-hmm. Okay. There are open wounds in your hand, Dylan, that are bleeding.
Oh, fuck, it fed on Dylan. Oh, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, sorry, I need to roll. Oh. You actually, whoopsies, you take 10 points.
Oh, I could take more.
Okay.
Okay, let's do it.
I texted, I was like, I have 92 HP. I'll take damage. I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
If I look at the wounds, do they look, what do they look like?
It's 7, too.
It's very burnt. But it also looks like, there's just like a... It's not the burning that opened up the wound, though. There was some sort of
slice. Feel like a...
It was hard to tell through the burning.
Okay.
At this point, actually, Mavis is going to walk over to you, Dylan, and face you and not face anyone else. She says she's wanted for murder. Oh, we're not safe. It's
all gonna be okay.
I'll protect you.
And Mavis gives like a small nod.
And I lean in. I say, all your stuff's in my back.
And Mavis nods.
And I like put my arm around her to be like, maybe to pretend like I was comforting her. Which okay. I probably am.
But yeah, like, yeah.
Trying to throw off like suspicion.
Okay, so.
But my bloody gross hand is out. Yeah. So it's just
for the first time in any of your lives, you see Mavis hug another human being. Questionable.
I look weird. At
what? Why are you looking at me?
No, do you want to hug?
Do I want to?
I don't know. They're hugging. I'm tired.
I could take
you
a hug.
Go to bed.
Sid!
Sorry.
Had to.
I think we should go to bed.
Oh my, the stink out Carly just gave.
And it's a kind of tense moment that we're sitting in right now. In fragments. It is nighttime. Mm-hmm. And by nighttime, I mean like, it's almost not nighttime no more. It's probably around 3 in the morning. 3, 4 in the morning. You don't have a very long time until you are called upon to do the next section of the quest. You know, you're all standing in this sort of living room area. Mavis has these dark circles. Well, she's also got bruises all over her face. But she also, like, dark circles beneath her eyes. You know, the silence is very tense in this room. And you're all sort of just looking at each other. And now that everyone's, like, yelled, like, the adrenaline is sort of, like, dying very quickly as you realized how much you've been through.
Well, I think I'm going to take Iga, and I think we should go to bed.
How many rooms are there?
There are 5 rooms.
Zill or anyone who, I mean, I'm okay with sharing a room.
Me too.
So Zill, you want to share a room?
There are 5
rooms. They're enough for all of
well,
us.
Well, I was feeling nice lonely. It's okay. I guess I heard wrong. Okay, I'm going to go to bed. Excuse me.
Good night.
Good night.
Mavis, I got the sense that she doesn't remember anything right now.
She remembers some stuff, yeah.
But I don't know what she remembers.
She didn't take a sip of the tea or anything.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean they couldn't have.
She just seems like concussed.
Oh.
She doesn't seem particularly addled. She just seems like she was hit in the head very incredibly hard at some point in the next 24, in the last 24 hours.
She shouldn't go to bed.
I don't know.
She's concussed.
Well, the fantasy concussions are very different. Actually, sleep helps them.
Oh,
so,
okay.
Yeah. Fantasy concussions are a different
awesome.
Breed. Yeah, there's 2 bathrooms. The one's a half bath, one's a full bath.
I'll go to the full bath.
Okay.
And I'll say,
there's a very nice bathtub in it.
Who wants to take a bath?
Oh, my God.
Mavis, you want to come with me? I'm going to wrap my hand. Maybe I can get something.
Yeah, do you guys need any help? Like, I can...
Just, sure.
Oh.
Okay, so I'll walk to the bathroom.
Yeah.
Yeah, so...
I'll find some, like,
something to wash out. Me and her both have a lot of cuts and stuff.
Yeah.
I wash cuts. I need to wrap my hands. I need to, like...
Yeah, so the hashtag grief gang's going to the bathroom.
Yes.
Sorry for calling the three of you that, but there's just no going back.
Grief gang.
And then, so you're going into your bedroom?
I'm going to go to the bedroom. I'm going to take a shower.
All right, cool. Well, sorry, the full bathroom's taken.
There's a half bath and there's a standing shower,
but there's no bathtub.
That's fine. I'll take a shower.
Okay, you take a shower and a half
bath.
I'm
okay. Yeah.
What kind of tiling?
Yes.
There's a very scary mural.
How long does it take for the water to get hot? Is it one of those that takes a
while? It's actually instant.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, that's insane.
So there's a scary mural, you say?
Yeah. There's a scary mural. It is a mural of the hedge maze.
Hello.
That was just a fuck with me.
Yeah, I know.
So you're taking a shower.
And I see the mural from the shower. It's in the shower?
No, it's not in the shower. It's outside the shower. It's tiles in the shower.
So I'm relaxing. I'm trying to decompress.
Yes. Because it's a glass shower door.
I mean, it's fogging up, though. It fogs up. And
in the fog, you see a message. You don't see anything. No,
my
you're
God,
fine.
Katie Mae. So I get out of the shower, and I had finally gotten myself to maybe relax, and I open the shower door, and I forgot that the mural was there again. And I'm exiting, and I go, oh, no, no, oh, my God. I look at myself in the mirror, and I say, this is gonna be a normal thing for us, isn't it, Griana? You are strong. You did. Today has been a hard day. It's okay to acknowledge that. There's nothing else you could have done. There's nothing else you could. Okay. All right. Hey, Aika, do you want me to bathe you now? Come on in. Come on. It's okay. I am fine.
I think it's been there the whole time, right?
What? Oh, my God.
Yeah, he was just like kind of curled up on the closed toilet seat, like napping.
When did you get? Oh, my goodness. He's scared. I can't take any more jump scares.
I don't even have to do anything. This is sick. Yeah, jeez.
Ooh, it's been a long day.
Aika is now like doing the thing that cats do at your feet, where they're doing circle eights around your legs.
Aika, okay, come here. Let me rinse you off. Let's get you showered. Today was a test, but we passed.
Okay. That's true.
I just got a shower. Fully naked, saw a hedge maze, and just sort of whipping. Like, come take a bath,
Aika. Yeah. That's exactly what happened.
Yeah, wow. Okay, cool. And so.
Yes, no, this is all Carly. This is all for personal.
Yeah, so the sounds of that is happening. Kai, you've been quickly, you find yourself alone in the living room very, very, very swiftly.
Is there a kitchen?
There is a kitchen.
Okay, because I don't feel the urge to sleep. Why?
Yeah, no, you don't.
That was grunt noise.
I know. I Molly came into my head, and that's what happened.
So, oh, anyway. Pour one out.
Same character. Is there a kitchen?
Yeah, there is.
Okay, I'm gonna cook it. I'm gonna start cooking breakfast.
Yeah, hell yeah. You honestly look, and you're like, yeah, 3 hours until sunrise. If I'm gonna make a giant stack of waffles, I guess the time is now.
No, I feel like everyone needs like a really good breakfast.
Yeah, so
it's gonna be cold by the time.
I'll keep it warm with my body heat.
You're right. Keep going.
I'm like, oh my god.
Oh my god. Yeah. So that's good. So you start cooking. What are you cooking?
Well, first I'm going to start with a nice banana zucchini bread loaf.
Yeah.
Because
I'm
guessing they have fresh produce because it is, you know, a nice building.
Of course.
And then...
I'm literally imagining the Cardigan Humanity Theater. I mean, the kitchen.
Yeah, good, great.
I'm also going to make my special fried eggs and scramble it up with some rat on a stick meat. Mm-hmm. There's some hot sauce. Gonna put a little hot sauce on there, and I'm going to wrap it in a wheat wrap. And I'm going to make everyone a breakfast burrito.
Yeah.
Which I think is Griana's favorite.
Yeah. So go ahead and roll me a nature check. Right?
Nature?
I don't know. What is cooking? What is the cooking skill?
You can just make something up.
Yeah. Add your athletics.
Oh, dope.
No. You can justify. You can tell me what you're using to cook a good meal. You just have to justify it to me.
Oh, okay. Well, there's a nice cast iron skillet.
Yeah.
And I'm frying those eggs, mixing that meat, putting those veggies in.
And that requires a strong arm. Is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, but I got a strong arm.
Yeah.
Good roll no matter what.
And I also just rolled a 17, so I made good breakfast.
You made a very, very good breakfast. Beautiful breakfast. That's good. That's good. That's the next 3 hours of your life. And then Grief Gang is in the full bath.
Yes.
And I think we cut to that, and Mavis is sitting on the edge of the bathtub. Unless you're all in the bath together, unless the first 5 minutes went real sideways.
Yeah, that's what you missed on Glee. We're all together,
baby.
Baby. I'm gonna just look for some dressing, I guess.
And Mavis is sitting on the edge of the bathtub, and you've opened up the cabinet. You've found a full array of medical supplies. Lotions, some makeup, 3 bath bombs.
Whoa. Yeah. Are they Gobblerita? Are they Gobblerita flavored cookies and cream and slime?
No. They're all lavender.
I'll give Zell like a rag and some like alcohol rubbing, you know, for them to.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah, so you've given the med equipment to Zill.
Yeah, and I'm just going to get some, a little bit for myself to alcohol the scarring on my hand.
Yeah, and
the
aloe.
Yeah, and aloe for the burn and wrap my hand up.
You shouldn't put aloe on a burn.
Whatever I got to put on it.
Unless it's like, not like a scarring kind of
burn. Does everyone want to roll a medicine check?
What's the thing that you're supposed to put on?
Well, there's like burn ointment you can put on. What are we rolling, medicine?
Yeah, just roll some medicine.
My minus one, baby.
I got a 16.
All right, so yeah, you notice Dylan go to just pour rubbing alcohol.
Ooh, maybe don't do that.
Okay, yeah, I'm not good
here,
at this.
I can help you.
This wasn't my job when
I fix it. I've had a couple run-ins where I've had to take care of myself a little bit. And I like fix her up. I put some ointment on it, and then I, yeah, sorry.
And while Mavis is watching the two of you do this, she like shakes her head to herself and she like stares down at her feet and she goes, "That's so fucked up."
What?
Your hands.
Yeah, I mean, I did this to myself. I was trying to, I guess, make a point. It was kind of stupid. I don't know why I did it. Thank you for doing this.
Hey, no problem. Do it any time, you know. You okay?
Yeah, it's just a lot.
Do you want to be alone tonight, or?
I don't know. I might try.
Yeah, just let me know.
Mavis, how you feeling?
Yeah, how you feeling? I'm going to go over and I'm going to help her out a little bit.
Yeah. Yes. Are you both of you? Like,
I'm
gonna
finish wrapping. Like, if Zill like put the stuff on my hand, I'll wrap it up.
I
while Zill,
it for you and I just put the stuff on.
Okay, so you walk over to Mavis, and Mavis, and you can tell that she absolutely does not mean it, but like, of course, she just goes, "I'm fine."
Hey,
she's bleeding from every orifice. And she's like, she's genuine.
It's
like, I'm
it's
fine.
Like, what happened to open and honest? Come on.
Okay.
It's okay.
All right. Okay.
Yeah. So I start helping her out.
You have the journal, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You think it's safe here?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't know if they need it anymore anyways.
When you were passed out this angel thing with eyes everywhere was reading it, so I don't know what
this something within the words.
I don't know what this journal thing that you two keep talking about is, but if it wanted something from it, it might have already found it for sure.
I'm pretty sure it holds the location to all of the Planesbreakers.
Oh, that's a big deal.
Interesting. Yeah.
Then how come they haven't been able to find them all?
They can now.
Is that the little crown thingy in there?
Yeah.
That's the one that I keep getting asked about, and I don't even... Is it a crown? Is it like a neck? Like, what is that?
It's like a small tiara. Oh. That's what a... Yeah. Have you seen Harry Potter? It's a...
No.
It's the... Never mind, then.
I'm more of a Monster the Musical kind of gal.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Kobold voice.
Yeah. Okay. Well, okay.
I've seen Harry Potter.
Oh, Grandma, you're not here.
From the next room.
From the half bath.
I've been meaning to pick up Harry Potter. I've been meaning to pick it up.
It's really good. Okay.
Are you going to be alone tonight, or?
Yeah. I mean, I'm going to lock my door. Because this is absolutely insane. This is insane.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She died. She was dead. I feel like I'm the only one. Like I don't know if you guys have watched someone die and then be not dead, but that was my first time.
So wait.
Yeah.
So wait, I don't know how to deal with that.
Watch someone die and be dead,
and then not be dead.
Oh, I was like, I have.
When she says that in a really like sort of anger-ish, like kind of matter-of-fact way, I think it feels weird for Dylan to hear that. I don't know. She gets struck by this sort of like, no, I haven't kind of feeling. I don't know. It struck me.
Yeah.
So I think that Dylan feels a little uncomfortable when she said it and said it like that, and Dylan sort of just starts looking at the ground, and she's like, yeah, my experience, they stay that way. But Alicia's been doing some amazing stuff, and I think it's really cool that she can do that. And I think it's really cool that when our friends die, they don't have to stay dead, Mavis. I think that's really cool. I think that's really cool that they get to come back and they get to have a second chance.
Yeah, yeah, no, cool isn't the word I would use, but I get it. There are lots of people who I would love to not stay dead.
I'm glad she doesn't have to.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, of course she wouldn't.
We can't help her if she's dead, Mavis. And if you want to arrest her, you can't do that if she's dead, Mavis. You can't get justice. You can't do anything to her if she's a corpse. I like you a lot, and I trust you. But you know I'm right. Nothing that you think needs to happen could happen if she was laying dead in a cavern right now.
Yeah, fair fucking point.
I'm sorry, and I walk out the room.
Who is she?
Dylan?
Yeah. Who was that? Yeah, Mavis goes, who's that bitch?
Does she not remember who I am, really?
No. She's like, she just, no.
I was literally like,
in
wow.
A way, no, in a way that like, she doesn't like know you.
No.
She's met you twice, both in very auspicious ways.
Yeah. Part of me wants to just be like, you know what? I wish I fucking knew.
Yeah, all right.
You sure you want to be alone tonight?
I don't know. Zil, I trust you. But I also have no idea what's going on. So, I don't know what's going to happen to me.
Like, you mean like when we leave?
I don't know who that was. I don't know where we are. I don't know if we're in a prison right now or not. Do you know if we're in a prison right now or not?
No.
So, I don't know. Global Boys didn't really go into prison breaks. No, I don't want to be alone.
Me neither.
Okay. And so I think we just fade as you and Mavis spend like a very long time in the bathroom, because I don't know if either of you would like, I don't know. Ugh, gosh, that's so hard. Yeah. So Mavis is kind of just sitting on the edge of the bathtub, and she nods and she says, I hear someone in the kitchen. I don't want to look at her.
Do you want to just, like... Is it... Okay, so, like, the kitchen... Is it, like, you have to, like, pass the kitchen because it's part of the common area to get to the rooms?
Yes, it is. It's like a dorm room, baby.
I mean, we could stay here, or we could just... You could lead, I could follow, try to block the site. She doesn't want to look at you.
She doesn't want to look at you.
All right, then don't look at me.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
No, it's just we'll just go. We'll just go. And yeah. Mavis like stands up very quickly.
Yeah, careful.
Yeah, very bold, very recently concussed Mavis Mormont. God damn it. I guess you two just go and find one of the rooms that is not occupied by Dylan or Griana.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, cool.
Occupied.
There's a sock on Griana's door.
Yeah. Then there's a sock on Griana's door. There's a sock on Dylan's door. Yeah, okay, cool. Yeah. And so everyone sort of...
Can I do two tiny things?
Two tiny.
Can I find paper anywhere?
You can.
Okay, I want to...
There's paper. A desk in every single room.
I want to go to my room real quick and...
Yeah.
When I start taking off my armor, I like feel like a poke, and I'm like, oh, and I pull out the world's best boss pin from like my side.
You take 1 point of piercing damage as it jabs into your side. Thank you.
And I like look at it, and I get some paper, and I write, "It's you though," period. And I kind of wrap it up, and I go over to the Griana's door, and I like slide it under the door.
Okay, you
and
hear
she
this?
She might be asleep. Who knows?
You hear this paper brushing noise.
I have a little bit, I'm a little bit anxious, so yeah, any noise brings me out of sleep. So I heard something.
You hear really the sound of paper rustling.
I spit.
Spitting.
For some reason, I spit. I go, turn the light on if you know how to do that.
Aiko just starts headbutting the lamp.
Okay, no, I got it.
The lamp knocks over and breaks on the ground.
Oh, no, okay. I light a candle.
You light a candle.
Okay, like the Scrooge, I go over with a candle in my nightgown.
With your little cap with the ball on the end of it?
Yeah.
Yes. If I'm ever going to ask anyone to draw anything, it's Griana as the Scrooge.
Okay,
here we go. And I go over and I see this piece of paper on the ground and I open it and I read it. And it says,
"It's you though, with the world's best boss pin."
What? Would you look at that? Oh, that is very sweet. Okay.
Aiga starts biting the world's best boss
Stop
pin.
Stop that, Aiga. Down. Aiga, no. This is important. This is a really special moment. Mommy just made a best friend.
That's the funniest fucking thing that's ever been said on
this show. The way you said it.
Mommy just made a best friend.
I shouldn't even do it the way you said it.
Been waiting.
And on my way to my room, I'm just going to, like, pop into the kitchen.
Yeah. I mean, it's part of the living, you know, no. You gotta, I imagine it's like a circle.
Okay.
And like half the circle is a living room and half the circle is the kitchen. And then like a clock, there are five bedrooms at okay. like different hour marks.
So I can see Kai cooking.
Yeah.
I'm going to sort of like go, like as I'm walking back to my room, sort of like curve around to by the kitchen and just sort of, hey, Kai.
Hey, Dylan.
Kai is a.m. Iron cast iron skillet yeah. in their hands.
I'm glad you're back.
Thank you for bringing me back. I'm glad I'm back too. And I'm sorry about earlier. It's just like it's hard to explain what that glaive is. Like it's like real. It's. I just don't like people taking things from me that hold a certain life force. So I'm sorry that I raised my voice at you.
It's okay.
I just didn't expect you to do something like that, but I get and see why you did it.
Yeah, I will be honest that I'm not sorry yet that I did it, because
that's okay. I don't expect that.
I hope you know that I wouldn't have done that if I didn't care.
I know.
I'm really glad you're alive.
Do you want a tater tot?
Oh my, dude, I love a tater tot.
Here. I like fill a bowl of tots for her.
It's a mug of tots.
I'll hold this mug of tater tots and I say I gotta go sleep or I'm gonna die.
You go get some shut eye.
You gonna go to bed?
For some reason I'm just not tired. I don't know. Maybe something about, you know, being dead and coming back to life.
Maybe you already, I mean, you did get the long sleep or what do they call it when you die?
Like an eternal sleep. Yeah. Yeah.
That's more, but I shouldn't have said that.
That's okay. It's not too soon.
Oh, I feel weird that I laughed.
It's okay. I laughed too.
I feel like after the last 48 hours, I shouldn't be laughing. Or
no, you should be laughing. We need a bit of light.
Thank you for these tater tots.
Don't mention it. There'll be more in the morning.
I look forward to it.
I got a whole brunch menu going.
And, yeah, the thing I am sorry about, I'm sorry if I messed up anything with you and your family. I know that you all, I didn't mean to make you all fight.
It wasn't
but
you.
I think she's going to, I think Griana, and I think that Zill, I think they're going to be okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Dylan, you're kind of part of the family now, too.
Oh, jeez.
I know. Is that a lot? Is that too much?
No, I'm here, you know.
Yeah. It wasn't you, though. Don't worry.
So you're going to keep using it?
I mean, it doesn't really. Like, I can't really just leave it.
Yeah.
When I say I'm not going to use it when it's not needed. I used it because I was going to die. And Griana was there, and there was the possibility of her dying. And I used it to destroy something evil. I can't communicate that enough.
Okay. I'm glad you protected her. Good night.
Good night.
And I go to my room.
And then you go to your room. Okay.
And then we make out.
And then everybody makes out. Thank you for your making out faces throughout the entire scene.
Yeah,
that was,
you're welcome.
It was an act of longevity.
Every now and then I was roped in, then I'd break away, and then I'd remember, oh, this.
And we both did it.
The stamina required to faux make out through that whole scene was incredible.
And hey, I was here.
I was trying to not look at it to create a sort of triangle to build a barrier. Okay, so the four of you have headed into sort of the sleep zone.
Good.
Okay, yeah. So all of you are asleep, barring Kai Abadite. I assume that like Zill and Mavis are asleep in the same bed, but there is like a wall of pillows in between the two of you.
Did she do that?
No, she probably didn't.
I didn't do it either. Want to
snuggle.
Okay, so
snuggle.
I don't think that happens.
I just want.
I never know.
I just want some.
It could be one of those things where it's like snuggles. Some one of those things where it's like you wake up and it's just like happened. You know.
Okay, we'll get to that TV trope in a moment.
Is it Mill or Zivis?
Is it Zavis? Or is it
Because it's not Mill. Okay, I'm done. All right, so
Grillin. It's Grillin.
Grianna's asleep.
It's
Zill and Mavis are asleep. And
Grillin out, baby.
Right as you are finally entering your stage of rest, Dylan, you hear a key turning into your door.
That's horrifying.
Yeah.
Do I wake up?
I mean, yeah, I'm sure you do. You hear a key turning into your door and your door opening.
I'm reaching for my weapon.
Yeah, you're reaching for your weapon.
Why is someone coming to my room?
And a bright light spills into your room.
Oh,
and just like a gentle head poking out is Alicia.
Well, this is a little personal.
Oh, did you want me to wake everyone else up?
I'm in my underwear. Just like, I mean, you're my boss and I'm in my panties.
Okay, well then get dressed, probably.
Okay.
Why
are you coming to my room?
And as I'm going to try to find my pants. Yeah, you're like putting your pants on and she's turned around, but she's still in the doorway because obviously the connection needs to stay open. And she you can see her like shrug her shoulders and kind of like throw her hands up. She's like, why do you think I'm here?
I'm just so tired.
I obviously would need a debrief after the things that just happened.
Oh, yeah. Okay. And I found like a, are those shirts? I mean, I don't have my clothes. Do I have anything that's not my chainmail?
you like open a drawer, and you see, sort of like if spas gave out like sweatpants and tank tops, they're something like that.
Cool. I put the tank top up and I like roll it up.
You roll it up to make it a crop top. Yeah. Cool. It takes a few extra seconds. Alicia's kind of like standing there tapping her foot.
I'm decent.
And then she turns around. She's like, okay, come on in.
Okay. I follow her, I guess.
All right, so you step inside, and you find yourself on a beach.
Whoa, man.
Yeah, you're right by the water. There's like a small shed that you've just stepped out of, obviously being the door. She leads you over to just a very nice-looking sort of... There's a big umbrella... And three lounge chairs, and there's like a table sort of in the center of them with just like a variety of drinks sitting on it. And one of the three chairs is actually already occupied by someone. They're very tall.
They like
no.
Oh, okay.
No. It is a woman. She has...
Sorry, I didn't mean to give you eyebrows.
Yeah,
like that.
Every time I say that, you're like, oh.
A woman. Great. I'm in.
She has shaved hair, like faded on either
side. Once again, I'm in.
All right, thank you.
Yeah.
And then these large braids that are brought up into a bun on the top of her head. And she is sitting there, reclined, drink in one of her hands, and she sees the two of you and sort of waves and then gestures for the two of you to take a seat. And so the two of you walk over. Yes.
What's this woman's name?
You don't know.
Or what? Who is this woman yet?
You don't know.
Okay, cool.
Jesus, that's what's happening right now.
No, I'm sorry. I like...
You what's thought, your name?
You thought you could trick it out of me, but you absolutely could not.
I'm sorry. I missed like a 2-minute chunk because my mind was somewhere else.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I remembered I was scribe and
You're the scribe now.
Keep going. I want to know who this fucking person is.
Great. Alicia motions for you to take like the center chair. It's actually kind of like one chair is facing like with its back to the beach. Actually, no, let's flip it around. So two chairs are facing with their backs to the beach, facing the shed. And one of them is sitting facing the beach. And so Alicia motions for you to take the chair that's like by itself facing the beach. And she goes to sit next to the other woman.
Alicia, who is this?
This is one of my coworkers.
Why is she here?
She would like to hear about your day, as would I.
Who is she?
And at that point, this woman goes, hey, no, it's fine. I'm Amanda.
Hello.
Nice to meet you.
What?
Do you want a drink or anything?
Oh, my stomach just dropped.
No, I'm okay. Thank you, though.
All right.
I'm gonna cry.
Are you okay?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm Dylan.
Dylan, Private Dylan. Nice to meet you.
Oh my God.
Just call me Dylan. It's okay.
Okay. I'm just here listening. Don't worry about me. I'm just here to sort of hear what's going on and see if there's anything that I can do. But Alicia, go ahead. And Alicia sort of nods and she says, yeah, so, darling, I have no idea what just happened. So if you would like to start from the top.